Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, play our game, bro. Play what got us here, bro. Win your one-on-ones on third down, compete, and let's drag these. We knew it was going to be 60 minutes, bro. All right, we knew it was going to be 60 minutes. We here, y'all. Yeah, we here. We arrived. Yeah. Let's play this game like we know how to play this game.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
Final hour here is your final hour. Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight. We are Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we're coming to you live all over New England, up in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Springfield, Worcester, Cape Cod, Providence, the islands, all over the place. But if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can always stream WEEI and the Christian Arcan Show on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and the TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast. That was Morgan Moses and Super Bowl mic'd up NFL Films. That was in the second quarter when the score was still 6-0. But you would think, from the way Moses sounded and sort of the desperation in his voice, that it was a much bigger deficit. That sounded like a guy talking to a team that was down 16-0 or 26-0. You know, like, we're here, guys. Come on. We're here, you know. Snap out of it. And they never really could, not until the very end of the game. And another thing that showed me is that after that Hollins touchdown and the stop that they got, going back the other way about nine and a half minutes left to go in the game, enough time for a score, a stop, and another score. Absolutely it was. Absolutely it was. And then Drake May just throws one of the worst balls of the season. That interception. That thing had no chance. And he had time. He had time on that ball. He had a nice pocket. He stepped up. Eyes downfield. No sense of where to put the ball, just completely threw it behind Williams, who I think if you would let him towards the sideline, didn't look like there was another guy over there.
Seen ghosts.
Kind of saw a ghost there, or it looked like he just missed the throw. I mean, that really is what it looked like. Watching on the replay, I was half expecting to see his arm hit somebody's helmet or something. Oh, well, okay, it was an errant throw. That's not where he meant to throw it. No, he looked right there. Eyes downfield. got the ball out, full extension. This was after he had just orchestrated a touchdown drive with a couple of nice deep throws. And so you thought, okay, maybe he's starting to get into a rhythm here. Really, we were waiting the entire game for Drake May to get into any kind of rhythm. Any kind. He's a rhythm kind of player, you know? Like, you saw that over the course of the year. There were some games he did not get off to a good start. But once he started cooking, he's throwing on the run. He's, you know, getting the ball out quickly. He's reading the defense. He's doing it all. He's making plays with his feet. He was a force this year. And he couldn't do any. I mean, really, like, there was just almost none of that in the whole playoff run towards the Super Bowl either. There were plays here and there. And those plays ended up, you know, making a big difference, obviously, with the way the defense played. But in the Super Bowl, there were not enough of them, and certainly not soon enough. By the time they finally got cooking, they were down 3 scores. And then in the middle of that drive that could have brought them to within 1 score, the worst ball of the year. I mean, that was, you know, it was one of the worst throws he's had in his young career, honestly. And that was it. Now, game went on after that, and then, you know, the next, I think it was the next drive or the drive after that with that pick six, as they just had no answer for Witherspoon, and that was another part of it that they showed on Mic'd Up, was the strategy of deploying Witherspoon on that corner blitz, and how even though they did it over and over again, the Patriots looked totally shocked by it each time. They ran that play 6 times. Witherspoon blitzed 6 times. He's their best cover corner. And it's like, it was almost like every time they did it, they assumed, all right, well, they're not going to do that again. They got us with that sneaky play, but they're not going to blitz him again. And then they did. And then they kept doing it. And he got home almost every single time. Not for a sack, but a QB hit or a pressure or something. He was right there. And there were just so few plays. Going into the third quarter, they had 78 yards. Just, you know, just nothing. Just bupkis that defense was giving them. And good example of that was the Riley Mills sack on Drake May, which I also looked at a little bit differently after watching it in the Mic'd Up thing. But let's hear what that sounded like behind the scenes. If we have.
Drop the ball, man. It only takes one play. Hit him. It only takes one play.
Drake May on second down looks. Drake May gets wrapped up by Mills. Mills takes his defender, pushes him into the backfield, and oh, by the way, grabs the quarterback on the way to the ground for a sack. Riley Mills, who just come into his own late in the season after recovering from injury, the rookie out of Notre Dame.
On the sideline, that was his first sack of the year. That was that kid's first sack of the year in the Super Bowl. And it wasn't just a sack. Like, that was a grown... Clip this one, Joe. That was a grown man sack. Pause. It really was. It was one-on-one, him and Wilson. And he didn't just push Wilson back. He pushed Wilson all the way back into May, then went right through him, basically. And got to May himself. Watching that in NFL film, super slow motion and all the different angles and everything, made it a lot worse than it was. And it was bad to begin with. But watching it again and watching all the different angles of it, it made it look much worse. Wilson gets dominated. But when you see the angle from behind May, he could have gotten away from that, but he was just standing there. I mean, he was standing there like a statue. He took his drop. He's looking down the field. He sees that Wilson is getting shoved backwards, and he could have leaked out to the left and just bided a little more time there. Instead, he just stands there like a statue of Drew Bledsoe. And not only does Wilson hit him, and that still doesn't get him moving, Wilson hits him, and then Mills comes around Wilson and sacks him. And it just showed such a lack of pocket awareness, which is something that I thought even his rookie year, I thought he'd kind of picked up pretty quickly. That was, you know, like that's like someone learning to drive and they're driving in a parking lot and there's one light post and they hit the one light post in the whole parking lot. Like, there was nothing out. There was no real other pressure coming. It was just that one-on-one matchup. He could have gone late, could have done all sorts of different things. And he just sort of let it, hey, he just sort of let them go in and get him. Yeah, Joe.
There could also be the PTSD from almost hitting the multiple light posts that you got there before you get to the parking lot. First, just thinking about the analogy. You know, getting hit so much by that offensive line and having such little time.
Sure.
The clock gets sped up.
Yeah, and he definitely was sped up. He was playing sped up, no question about that. Even when he had a pocket, he felt like he didn't. You could see that. You could see it just seemed that way. And Drake May's behavior, I guess, like his demeanor throughout the mic'd up, was not exactly inspiring, I'll say that. He doesn't say a whole lot. What you mostly hear is Vrabel trying to pick him up. Come on, look at me, smile, come on, you know, like stuff like that. You don't hear a lot from Drake May. You really don't. I mean, he doesn't really, I don't know if that's just how he was that day or they didn't want to highlight him too much because he was a losing quarterback. I have no idea. NFL Films edits how they edit, and they leave stuff out, and I know that, and I'm not trying to say that we know everything there is to know about this game and what went on during the game and on the sideline based off of this 140-minute program that they put out.
Hey, we got to be alert. Hey, movement. Hey, get your head up. Hey, look at it. That's it. Hey, settle down. Okay, let's be ready. Hey, let's be ready, locked in.
That was after the first series. You remember that first series, the Patriots moved the ball. They crossed the 50. One of the rare times they did that. This was the first drive of the game. They crossed the 50, and then May took that big sack. Pause again. And that was them coming off the field after the first series. Look at me. Hey, come on. You know, like, you could tell right away. Now, contrast that with the way the Seahawks were talking. Just listen to this. This is Leonard Williams, and I forget which offensive lineman it was, but they're going into the half. It's 9-0, or was it 12-0? Now I can't remember. Whatever it was, it's 9-0 or 12-0, one or the other. And they're going into the locker room, and Leonard Williams, who's this leader on the defense by far, big defensive lineman, one of the O linemen goes up to him.
Gray Zabel, just as his name.
Gray Zabel is the guy. Goes up to him and listen to this exchange. It's a great exchange.
In the end zone for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Don't worry about it.
And ask us on.
Yes, sir. They're not about to score. One more high, baby. That's in the world. It'll be you.
Yes, sir.
And that was their attitude the whole game. The whole game. All it was the Seahawks prancing around, preening around, feeling themselves, talking about how great they are, calling out what the Patriots were going to do on offense, pointing out tendencies of the O-lineman, pointing out tendencies of Drake May when he wants to throw the ball deep, all that sort of stuff. I mean, really, really locked in. Really locked in. And that extended to even before they started the game. That might have been the thing that struck me the hardest, watching the whole thing. In the first 5 minutes of this mic'd up, it's all just pregame stuff. And before the game starts, the Seahawks are strutting around like Ric Flair. They're confident. Styling and profiling. Like, they are just convinced that not only are they going to win this game, they are going to dominate this game. And they're all basically saying it. They know what to do. They're just very sure that they were going to win.
Not to mention, when you get to the Patriots side of the pregame, they showed, I think it was Ramondre Stevenson going to his mom, which was a great moment.
Nice moment.
And then it was, I think, Christian Gonzalez was, they showed him hyping up the rest of the defensive backs. So it's like, you get the sense of like hyping it up, but you pick one of the quietest guys on the team.
Yeah, the one guy who came ready to play, by the way, Christian Gonzalez. But yeah, not a guy who's super vocal. I mean, you know, just in the mic'd up stuff that I've seen of Gonzalez, whenever they show him on the field, he doesn't say anything. And I remember those interviews with Jones and Keefe. Not a big talker, that guy. But yeah, you're right. He was the one pumping up the defense. That's true. Before the thing started, and he was pumped up. The rest of the defense was not.
Nah, I'm not too much of a talker.
We know, Gonzo. The Patriots were not like the Seahawks demeanor wise at all. They were. There was Vrabel telling May to smile. Diggs was saying that, too, in the beginning when they were all lining up. He looks at Drake May. He's like, you got to smile, man. You're 23 years old playing in the Super Bowl. A lot of people telling May to smile, which I've always told was a condescending thing. You don't tell people to smile, but everyone was telling Drake May to smile.
and he was not smiling. And then the game started, and he was really not smiling. It was his first Super Bowl. He's young. Yeah, he's obviously going to be nervous. But that was a very stark contrast, I thought. I thought that was probably as stark of a contrast as there was. And just real quick, back to that Leonard Williams thing. You heard a player on the offense, an offense that had only managed three field goal drives at that point in the game, going up to a player on the defense and saying, hey, we're not holding up our end of the bargain, buddy. We're going to try and get in that end zone for you. And what did Leonard Jackson, Leonard Williams say?
Yes, sir. They're not about to score.
Don't worry about it. They're not going to score. We got it. Get in that end zone, but we got it. Contrast that now with, and it was a different setting, obviously, Christian Barmore and Milton Williams on the sideline after the game was basically in hand and the Patriots realized that they were going to lose. This was Christian Barmore and Milton Williams commiserating on the sideline.
We're good, baby. Now we just gotta build on next year, bro. Keep getting better and better. We're back in the lab.
Wasn't us, bro. Wasn't us. It's kind of you. Not more than the offense. The offense was the real culprits there. But like I said on Monday, and I've been saying all week, I went into that Super Bowl as a spectator, and I wasn't going to be surprised if the offense struggled again. I didn't think it would be that bad, but I was expecting them to have a hard time. I was expecting them, much like they did against Denver and Houston and L.A., I was expecting that to be some tough customers over there in Seattle, and I thought that the offense would struggle. That was not a surprise. What was a surprise? Kenneth Walker III, 135 yards rushing, 5 yards a carry. That was a surprise. And that was you, Christian. That was you. Wasn't all you. They were busting those runs to the outside. I get it. I mean, listen, you can only do what you can. But you were part of that defense, and that was not, I mean, the run defense just didn't get the job done. I think the only position grouping, that had the right to say something like it wasn't us, it really wasn't us, was the defensive secondary in Gonzalez. Gonzalez, you know, Will Campbell didn't want to talk after that Super Bowl. I bet you Gonzo would have been, for the first time in his life, ready to talk. Yeah, you know, we lost, but did you see that play? You see what I did out there? I was balling. I was balling out there. Too bad nobody else was, except for Woodson. Woodson was balling. Two guys. That's basically it. And you're not going to win the Super Bowl that way. You're not going to win a lot of games that way. And they did not. And with that, I'd say that's just about it for our Viking funeral for the New England Patriots. All that's left to do now is, push the casket out to sea, I think, or something like that? Light it on fire or something? I don't know. I've been saying Viking funeral all week, and I don't even really know what a Viking funeral entails. The big gong, they like hit a gong? Okay. I'll look that up during the break, and we'll do it properly when we come back. And we'll also have the Arcan fire first. Here's Joe Braverman.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, today is the start of NBA All-Star Weekend in Los Angeles. It starts with the Rising Stars Challenge. Celtics will be represented in the challenge by Ron Harper Jr. He'll be on the G League team, which is coached by former NBA player Austin Rivers. The winner of that tournament, the team with Austin Rivers, the other team's coached by Carmelo Anthony, Tracy McGrady, and Vince Carter will be added to the USA vs. World All-Star Game on Sunday night. One side note for the Celtics, there's in schedule news, their home game versus Philadelphia on March 1st has moved from 6 p.m. to prime time at 8 p.m. In baseball news, Red Sox outfielder Roman Anthony has been named as an injury replacement for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, which begins on March 5th. Pending a physical, Anthony replaces Diamondbacks outfielder Corbin Carroll, who suffered a broken hand. Patriots receiver Stephon Diggs pleaded not guilty to his assault and strangulation charges from December at his arraignment this morning. Next court hearing will be on April 1st. Also in the NFL, the league has won its grievance over the NFLPA, essentially banning public release of player report cards of franchises. In today's Olympic update from Milan and Cortina, USA Women's Hockey won their quarterfinal game over Italy. Final score was 6-0. The men's team will be back in action tomorrow afternoon, continuing group play against Denmark. Also, U.S. figure skater Ilya Malinin failed to medal after collapsing in the final event. He finished in 8th eighth place after two falls during his routine. The USA remains at 14 total medals, which is the third most behind Italy and Norway, who have 18. And fresh off a Beanpod Championship, Boston College men's hockey, who are 14th ranked nationally, is on the road. They're facing Merrimack, and they are trailing 4-2 with less than 6 minutes to go in the third period. That game in progress can be heard over on WEEI AM 850. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Jones and Keefe bring you hearty laughs, the hot takes, and the hometown energy that makes Boston sports fun to follow from wherever you are. Follow and listen to Jones and Keefe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Did a little research on Viking funerals during the break. It's my life's exciting. In season 3 of Game of Thrones, there was an attempted Viking funeral. Remember this, Hoster Tully? They put his casket out in the water, and then his cousin's trying to shoot it with a flaming arrow, but he kept missing. So the uncle has to come do it. It's kind of funny. But I guess that's like Hollywood, that's not really what Viking funerals are like. According to the internet, Vikings' rites varied significantly based on wealth and region. For the elite, a ship was the ultimate grave good, often buried in a mound to carry the deceased into the afterlife. Famous examples include the Gokstad ship. They're the cremation pyres. In the early Viking age, burning the body was common. The smoke was believed to carry the soul to Valhalla. They were almost always on land, though, not adrift at sea. There were stone ships for those who couldn't afford a real boat. Graves were often outlined with large stones to mimic a ship shape. And then there were grave goods. Vikings were buried with items for the next world, like weapons, tools, jewelry, even sacrificed animals like horses and dogs. That sucks. For the horses and the dogs, I would say. But yeah. I guess it's more the Hollywood one that I was thinking of. Push it out in the water, shoot the flaming arrow, and phew, off to sea. That's Hollywood right there. A Viking funeral, that's very Hollywood, definitely. And the Patriots deserve a nice Hollywood Viking funeral. And with that, let's get to the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
So here's a little precursor for you. Because this is the start of NBA All-Star Weekend, these are all All-Star related. And I figured we could start with what we did last year, a little exercise, because I did lie in my trending that the Rising Stars Challenge doesn't kick off All-Star Weekend. It's the Celebrity Game
Yes.
that kicks off the All-Star Game, which is just as exciting as it sounds. So what I have here is both rosters for the Celebrity Game, and I want you, Christian Arcan, to try and guess what they do for a living.
Okay.
How are they labeled as celebrities?
Okay.
I want to say last year you had maybe like a 30% success rate. I feel like you'll do good with this one.
I don't think I will. I mean, I know that Giannis is like a coach, right?
Well, that's the first one. Okay. We have Giannis, Alex, and Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
You know who they are.
Obviously. I do, yes. Giannis and his very talented brothers, who definitely should be in the league and would be if Giannis wasn't their brother. Definitely,
and is
yeah.
totally not in the league just because it's pleasing Giannis, but that's beside the point.
Is Mookie Betts involved in this somehow?
I was just about to say Mookie Betts is the other coach.
I remember saying, I was like, why is that Mookie Betts? Like, why is he there?
It's the Antetokounmpo brothers and Mookie Betts.
That's super random.
As a coaching staff.
Okay.
I mean, it's in L.A. You got to get the Dodger in there.
No, you don't, because he's a baseball player, but okay. He's a baseball player who also specializes in bowling. I didn't know Mookie Betts even cared about basketball. I've never seen him hold a basketball. I've seen him bowl almost a perfect game before, though. He's a nasty bowler. But I didn't know basketball. I didn't know he was even into basketball. So how about that?
Yeah, how about that? So those are the coaches. You did pretty well with that. Now the players who are actually playing in the game.
Okay.
First, we have Keegan-Michael Key.
Key and Peele. I love Keegan-Michael Key. Big fan of his. Obviously, Jordan Peele has gone on to be this great director, but Keegan-Michael Key was just in those commercials for
State Farm,
right?
Him and Danny McBride.
Yeah, two of them. And he's in a lot of stuff still. He's very good. I know him for sure.
That's pretty easy there. Mm-hmm. How about Rome Flynn?
Rome Flynn. That sounds like a real name. I'm going to say that Rome Flynn is a singer. How about an actor? What's Rome Flynn Bennett?
He's an Emmy-winning actor.
It's a he. I didn't know that either. Okay. Emmy-winning actor. What's Rome Flynn Bennett?
It does not list it on the roster that I have here.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help. All right. Yeah. Rome Flynn is an Emmy-winning actor. He was in The Bold and the Beautiful. Which
he was last year's MVP of the game. And
he
apparently
is only 5'7", this guy. He was in A Christmas Duet, Godfather of Harlem, How to Get Away with Murder, and Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. Okay, I'm not super familiar with this guy, but he was in it last year. He was the MVP. Okay, got it. All right.
Then we also have Dylan Wang.
Dylan Wang. I'm going to say Dylan Wang is a singer. Hey, all right.
He's a Chinese actor and singer.
Okay,
I'll
take it.
As it says here on this.
I will take it.
The next one should be pretty easy. Is Shyam Charania.
I know Shyam Charania. I don't know him personally, but NBA insider Shyam Charania, unless it's some other Shyam Charania, but I feel like I would have heard if there was a second Shyam Charania.
No, it's the one and only Shyam Charania.
Okay.
Then we have Jenna Bandy.
Jenna Bandy. I don't know who Jenna Bandy is. I'm going to say that Jenna Bandy is a actress, pop star, streamer.
I'll count it. It says here on my paper, social media creator and basketball personality.
Jenna, okay, so she's a content creator named Jenna. She's got to bow down to the original content creating Jenna. That, of course, is Jenna Marbles, my queen, the only Jenna I respect.
Absolutely.
What's up with Jenna Marbles? I don't know. She's not even online anymore, right?
I have not heard her name in a couple of years.
So Jenna Marbles used to work at The Place back when The Place was a bar. She was a bartender down there when I was working at Ames Plow, and we used to go to The Place because they had the latest last call, and because a lot of guys in the Red Sox used to hang out there too, mostly because they employed girls like Jenna Marbles working the bar. It was quite a roster they had there back in those days. And she was there like once a week. And then all of a sudden, she was on the cover of the Barstool newspaper, Barstool Sports, when it was still a newspaper. It was back in those days. She was on the cover of it, and then after that, she was everywhere. It was everywhere you looked. It was Jenna Marbles.
Yeah, she had a total takeover.
Period. Absolutely.
And now she's nowhere to be found.
Jenna Bandy. I have no idea.
Yes.
No idea who that is. Okay.
All right. Well, then we also have Rick Schnall.
Rick Schnall of the... Wait, Rick Schnall. I know that name. What? He's something to do with basketball, right? Schnall is a—is he a GM or he has something to do with like a team, right?
I'll give it to you. He's the Charlotte Hornets co-chairman and governor.
Okay, is he like an owner of the team? Co-chairman? What's that?
I think it's an ownership group.
Rick Schnall. I know the why do I know that name? I don't really know the Hornets that well. Rick Schnall. That's a funny name, by the way, Rick Schnall.
It sounds like a made-up name.
Let's see. He is a co-president and minority owner of the Atlanta Hawks and among the majority owners of the Charlotte Hornets. Wait, he owns the Hawks and the Hornets, this guy? Must be doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah. He must have a big wallet and a big bank account.
This fellow's almost 60 years old. Is this 60-year-old man's going to be out there running around with Jenna Bandy and Dylan Wang? I don't know. It's going to be tough. Keegan Michael Key might cross up this guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, is there an age limit on these things? Usually you don't see guys up in the 60s.
Any celebrity, I guess, can do it. This one, I was not expecting this one. Taco Fall!
I certainly know Taco Fall.
And the tacos going wacko!
Oh, yeah. Love the taco years. Those are good years. You know what I always thought was funny about the taco years was how Brad Stevens would be like, no, Taco's a real player. But then, like, it'd be the end of a game, and the crowd's chanting for Taco, and Brad's on the sideline doing, like, the Hulk Hogan ears. Like, what? Come on! Let's hear it for Taco! And then they finally put in Taco, and the place just goes crazy.
You know what I actually do remember was during the bubble in the playoffs, it was that game 6 against Toronto, they actually brought him in to try and defend the pass.
Right.
And then it didn't work because Lowry got it to Ananobi, and he hit it, and it forced the game 7.
Yeah, that was a good shot.
That was the only legit playing time he got.
You know what always bummed me out was watching Taco run? It's tough watching a guy that size run, especially when they're not like, because he wasn't, it's not like he was Wemby or something, you know, it was a little more graceful. Guys like that who run the way he ran were like, it was tough to watch that sometimes, but I like Taco. Wherever Taco is, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I hope he's doing well. And kind of a guy similar to that quote unquote takeover he had, Jeremy Lin,
Lin's Sanity. He was on cover of Sports Illustrated twice in like the span of 3 weeks. He's playing in the game. He's on the same team as the old man. That's good. But that means the other team's going to have some like NBA caliber players. And if I'm them, I'm going right after the old guy. I'm isolation. I mean, you and me, Gramps. Let's do this.
I'll have to listen to the highlights.
Oh, yeah.
The game has finished.
It's over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, who else?
We'll still keep going. How about Glorilla?
Glorilla the rapper? I'm familiar with Glorilla.
Yep. And then I don't know if it's Kafu. It's spelled C-A-F-U.
Kafu?
So I don't know if it's Kafu or if it's you pronounce it saying the letters.
Kafu sounds like another type of singer. Is that a singer named Kafu? Streamer? Content creator? Team owner? I don't know. Who's Kafu?
Kafu is a Brazilian soccer legend and two-time FIFA World Cup champion.
Oh. Another old guy. When was he a player? You are not prepared for this segment, Joe. You got to give me some information on this. Kafu, I'm looking it up. Kafu is 55 years old. Marcos Evangelista de Moraes, known as Kafu, widely regarded as one of the greatest fullbacks of all time. Fullbacks? Soccer's got fullbacks? Since when does soccer have fullbacks? I thought you had the midfield, the defense, and the wings. What's the fullback? What? All right, whatever. So some fullback's going to be
different
playing.
Kind of football. And then last one on that roster is Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I certainly know him. He's a Detroit Lion. So there you go. All right, we're going to do the other team?
Yeah, we got
all right,
the
I'll
other
move
team.
It. We'll move through it a little quicker.
Okay, we got Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson, yes, of course, the actor from The Departed.
Okay, the other coach, Lethal Shooter.
His name is Lethal Shooter?
That's what I have here on the paper in front of me.
Oh, is that guy, the I understand it now guy? Is it that guy? Is that because I've seen that guy's videos.
World-renowned NBA shooting coach.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know if he's a world-renowned shooting coach, but I've seen this guy. I saw him like shoot like a gummy bear into a water bottle in a viral video, and he's like, see, I understand it now. That's like his catchphrase. He says, I understand it now, and then he makes all these crazy shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Donald Faison.
Donald Faison, that's Turk from Scrubs. He was also in Clueless and
apparently it's
lots
coming
of
back.
Other things.
Apparently Scrubs is coming back.
Scrubs is coming back?
Yeah.
No.
It's a reboot.
I like Scrubs. I like Scrubs when it was out, but don't reboot old shows.
Exactly.
Okay. Stupid.
Okay, now to the players. We have Simu Liu.
Simu Liu? Actor? Okay.
Yep, he's part of the Marvel Universe.
Okay, all right.
He's Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi. And the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Got it. Okay.
That one.
That was kind of a lucky guess, but
that was a good lucky guess. Cody Jones.
Cody Jones. Sounds like a musician. Cody Jones, nothing with music. Actor. Streamer?
I'll give it to you. He's a creator and co-founder of Dude Perfect.
Oh, those trick shot
guys? Those guys who make the trick shots.
Yeah, I've seen those guys. Okay. They like have like board games and stuff too, right? Don't they have like this whole enterprise?
Oh, yeah. They have like everything pretty much.
That'd be funny if he like sucked at basketball. Like if he just like couldn't dribble, like it was just terrible.
I think if my memory is correct, he is like the tall person in that, so he should be good.
Okay.
Anyway, then we have Badshah.
Badshah? Badshah. That sounds like a streamer name to me. Badshah. Soccer legend? I don't know. Singer? Okay.
He's a multi-platinum rapper and Indian entertainment icon.
Oh. So he's very popular in India. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with his music.
Yep.
As you can tell, but it took me like five guesses to know what he did. Okay.
Andre Degrassi.
Degrassi. That was a show Drake was on.
It's
Degrassi High School.
Spelled differently.
Andrew Degrassi. That sounds like a singer. No, that's always my first guess. These guys all sound like singers. Andre Degrassi, I don't know. What is he?
He's a seven-time Olympic medalist sprinter.
Oh.
He's a track and field.
Okay. Andre Degrassi, sprinter.
Might need to get a little bit more creative with those guesses.
Got it, yeah, okay.
We got Matt Ishbia.
Matt Ishbia is the owner of the Suns, right? Okay, yeah.
There you go, you got that
one. There's another old guy, there's going to be two old white guys out there, two old team owners.
They'll match up with each other.
Is it going to be like when Putin plays hockey and everyone has to pretend like they're good? It's like, oh wow, great shot, Matt. Like, way to go, buddy. You're really good. You got 60 points in the game.
Who else we got? We got Taylor Frankie Paul.
Taylor Frankie Paul. I have no idea who Taylor Frankie Paul is.
One of the stars of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
Was also on The Bachelorette. Not that neither of us would know that.
So like a reality TV star?
Reality star.
Got it, okay.
This one should be easy. Jason White Chocolate Williams.
Oh, well, okay. You say a nickname, I know him. He's on like a Barstool podcast now, but he was really, really fun. Real fun guy to watch back in his day. Yeah, the elbow pass. Him and Chris Webber together on those Kings teams. I think him, Williams, Vince Carter, and Paul Pierce were all rookies the same year. And it was a pretty tight race for Rookie of the Year. I think Carter ended up winning it. But Pierce and Williams, all three of them were like really fun rookies to watch that year.
How about Mustard?
DJ Mustard from Kendrick Lamar?
There you go.
All right.
I didn't want to give it away by just yelling out.
Yeah, you could have just done that.
I could have just been Mustard.
Yep, all right. Know him.
We have Adrian Nunez.
Adrian Nunez. Actor. I don't know.
We have a singer-songwriter and viral hitmaker. This is what NBA.com, that's their press release.
Do you know any of his viral hits?
Not a clue.
Okay, neither do
I. So not really a viral. Almost there.
Keenan Allen, the wide receiver, current free agent. Okay.
Yep, and then the last one here, Nicholas Van Steenberg.
Soccer legend. I have no idea.
Island USA standout.
Love Island USA standout. So he was really good at
doing it. A reality show.
Real good at doing it. Yeah, Love Island, that's a big doing it show.
All right, cool.
All right, I did okay.
Yeah.
I did okay.
I would say compared to last year, this was much better.
All right. Go back over it, see how many I hit there. That's the that's pop culture. That's my wheelhouse, I would say. And that was the entire thing. That was the whole Arcan Fire. Was just going down the list of the celebrity game, which is already over. Game's over. What channel was it even on? I got the Olympics on
it. It was ESPN.
It was on ESPN. I should have watched it. I didn't watch any of it. Do we know who played well? Do we know who, like, you know?
I believe Rome Flynn won the MVP again.
Oh, good for Rome Flynn. All right. Cool. Very cool. There's your Arcan Fire. And I guess let's just skip the producer's point. We got to get to clickbait here, and we'll do that right now.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Clickbait.
It's time for clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Couple of minutes left here in the show. Time for clickbait. Before we get to clickbait, many people on the text line and in the Twitch chat have chimed in to let me know that defense is called fullback in soccer. Since when? Not that I watch a lot of soccer, but I feel like I would have heard that. The little soccer that I do watch. But whatever.
Well, it's what side of the defense you're on, maybe. If you're in the middle or if you're on the sides.
I suppose. Texter, Arcand, preening is not a word I've heard in a while. You're welcome. I'm here to expand everyone's vocabulary. That's part of what I do here. It's part of the impetus of the show. But right now, it's time for clickbait. And for clickbait tonight, we go to the world of podcasts. You a Theo Von fan? You know Theo Von?
I know Theo Von, but I don't really listen to his stuff.
So I watched the Theo Von comedy special because I'd never seen one before. There was one on Netflix, and I watched it, and I didn't like it. I thought it was pretty bad. I've seen clips of him and thought he was funny. He's one of these like podcast bros that got real in with, and again, we're getting into politics here, but this is part of the post. This is part of what clickbait's about tonight. He did get in with like sort of the podcast brosphere, and I think he had Trump on his podcast. And then recently he had sort of this crisis of conscience. He said that what ICE was doing was really bad. Theo Von said that he didn't want DHS Twitter account using his clips in their videos, and he made a whole thing about that. He made a whole big stink about it. Seemed like maybe he was kind of disillusioned with the administration. But then he had Director of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy, on his podcast. And they were talking about RFK Jr. and his decades in recovery from alcohol and substance abuse during the appearance. Vaughn and Kennedy, I guess, knew each other before all this. They met during morning recovery meetings before COVID, and later they formed like a little pirate group that kept meeting during the pandemic, even though they told everybody not to, you know, not to get together, not to do stuff like that. Vaughn and Kennedy and some other people, I guess, all continued to get together and have their recovery meetings, which, you know, I mean, listen, whatever you got to do to help yourself, I think is good to try and do. I think maybe during the pandemic it wasn't the greatest idea, but listen, whatever. Anyway, while they were discussing that, RFK Jr. said something wild.
And I said, I'm not scared of a germ. You know, I used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats. And yeah. I know this disease will kill me.
So, wasn't afraid of COVID because he used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats. Now, a couple of things. Where are you that the only surface you can find to snort cocaine off of is a toilet seat? I mean, even in a bathroom, you got a sink. You know, you got the little toilet paper roll. Like, there, it seems like there would be lots of other places that just immediately you would think would be better to put your nose than right where some stranger's ass had just been, right? Like, wouldn't you think? Like, that's just basic common sense. Like, out of all the places in the, what about like the top of the toilet tank even? You know, what about just right off the top of the thing? Why do you have to go to the seat? Why would you, you know, like in prison maybe, I guess, like if you're in jail. But even then, first of all, I guess if you're in jail, because you got to think, how did he even get in there in the first place, right? You know, so putting it on the toilet seat's really not that different from how it was probably brought into the prison. But I was immediately struck by that. Now, I'm not, you know, that's not something I'm into. So I don't know. Maybe it's common. Maybe people just do that, you know, just into doing that. But I thought that was a pretty wild admission there.
You know, I used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats.
He's like kind of bragging, too. He's like, yeah, you know, hit him with a sick brag, bro, after that. That's pretty good. And you know what else is funny is right after he said that, Theo Vaughn's like, yeah.
You know, I used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats.
Sick brag, bro.
Can you play it with Vaughn's reaction in the background?
So, you know, I used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats. And
Vaughn's like, yeah? Like, okay. Cool, man. That's, you know, there's a lot of other places you probably could have done it. You didn't have to go right for the toilet seat, but, you know, listen.
Or it could have been, yeah, who else is doing that? I should have done that.
See, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I really don't. What I've started doing lately is so this doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes my son in the middle of the night gets up, starts crying. My wife goes in the room with him. Helps him get back to sleep. Then she falls asleep, and I get the bed all to myself. This happens like once in a while. And so what I was doing was I was putting on the Pluribus podcast, where Vince Gilligan and all the people from Pluribus all sit around and talk about the last episode. But now the season's over, and I'm out of Pluribus podcast. And that was like the only podcast I really listened to at all, other than Six Rings. But that's basically it. I just feel like there's not enough time in the day for me to listen to podcasts. All day long, I'm listening to us, basically. I'm listening to WEEI. I don't have a lot of spare time to be listening to a podcast. I just feel like, you know, there's not enough hours in the day. And then what if I like one podcast? Well, then I want to have the other podcast. Then all of a sudden, I'm missing stuff going on. Hillman and Jones and Keefe and the afternoons and all that. I get to my show, and I've been listening to podcasts all day. I can't do that. You got to separate church and state. That's just the way it works. I think podcasting's great. I do, honestly. I know that people with my job don't often say that, but a lot of us also have podcasts too. So it's like, you know, it's all kind of becoming one big thing. But, yeah, whether it's a podcast or a radio show or a TV talk show or whatever it is, it's pretty shocking to hear a Secretary of Health and Human Services brag about doing blow off of a toilet seat. But hey,
that's who's in charge of the medicine.
It's 2026, folks, and that's all the time we have here tonight. I want to say thanks to Mike Dussault. Great stuff by him. We will not have a football Sunday this weekend, folks. As a matter of fact, you're not going to hear from me again until Tuesday. Off for the long weekend. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Joe Braverman, see you around. And we'll see you when we see you on Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now. That was a grown man sack.
I know this disease will kill me.
This is some of the most terry cloth, soft, baby back bitch move I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's it.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.